you know, the system and then my attitude towards every day. You know, just trying to work hard, continue to keep that chip on my shoulder and know that, you know, where I've come from. So I try not to forget that, and I try to bring the energy every day because I know now being here 7 years that you got to put in that work. You got to put it in every day. As tough as it is, you know, you got to put it in to be great.
It looks like you started out in the OTAs and maybe early in training camp. Kind of run them with the twos. I know it wasn't a big deal for you, but mm-hmm.
That did, you know, it made me, you know, work a lot harder, you know, and then once I, you know, got the number one spot, I mean, I want to continue to keep making sure I worked hard. So, I mean, really, it's not really no number one, number two, because really, I like the rotation we got. We keep each other fresh, and just, you know, I was just working hard, man, and just starting to pay off.
Not to bring up any added motivation for you, but, mm-hmm. you know, this particular game, you got Earl Thomas there, and I'm sure that you're reminded of that.
Yeah.
All the time. Does this mean a little bit more to you this week to put a good showing out there?
I mean, now, because of the situation we're in right now, it's you want every game. And, you know, this week we got to have it. And, yes, you know, Earl Thomas is, you know, what people might start bringing up. Oh, you know, he's there or whatever. But, really, I don't think about that no more, you know, because we both doing our thing. You know, we both, you know, going out here working hard for our team and, you know, that's it. This is pretty it. I feel like that part is about to be over with.
You guys have seen Russell Wilson before multiple times. 2 years ago, you didn't make it easy on him. You know, mm-hmm. just talk to me about playing a quarterback.
We just got to make sure he don't beat us with his legs. I mean, because, you know, he likes to run around. But he does have a powerful arm, too. I mean, he scrambles to pass, you know. So it's not really to run. It's really to throw the ball. And that's really when he create more down the field plays when he's running around and, you know, throwing the deep balls usually after that. So we just got to make sure we contain him.
So he hasn't taken off as much this year because
yeah.
I know he's hurt earlier.
Because, his knee and all that. But I still don't put it past him. I mean, he's a dynamic player. I mean, they just know how to win. And then their defense, obviously, we just got to match their intensity and make sure that we don't, you know, give up big plays because we know we're in for one all around, special teams, defense, and offense.
What do you remember about the last time you guys played in Seattle?
I was there. I didn't play much. That was 2012 when Jason Babb and those guys was out there. And that was the first time Marshawn Lynch pulled the Skittles out against us. So it was kind of crazy.
The game that they played here in 2014, that's what I remember.
That was like 21. Was that like 21-10? What was that?
24-14. That's what it was. Wilson really, you stopped him a lot of times, and he just kept
moving around
back there until he had somebody open.
Yeah. So
how do you stop that?
You just gotta continue to keep rushing, keep going after him. Can't give up, you know. I don't think we got that. I think we got a lot of guys that's in shape, that's want to run around and kind of get to them because we know other people coming in if we need a blow to relieve us. So just leave everything out there, all in, you know, what is 10, 5 seconds of play. So hopefully we don't make it 10. We try to get them, you know. So just run around with them. You know, that's all I can really say because he going to do his thing and we got to do ours.